So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Tinukis Bas Yemechad Mitama Benida. Halachically, even a one-day-old girl can theoretically become tummy as a nida if she discharges uterine blood, because the pasuk of nida says, V'isha kisiya zava, and the extra letter vav includes an infant. Likewise, Bas Yud Yamim, Mitama Beziva. At 10 days old, she could become a zava gedayla if she sees ziva for 3 days following the 7 days of nida, because the pasuk of zava says, V'isha kiyazav zav dama, and the extra letter vav includes an infant. Mishnah continues, Tinik ben yom echad mitama beziva. A boy at 1 day old can become izav because the pasuk says, ish ish ki yizav, the extra word ish includes an infant. The Gemara cites an additional source for the above halachas. The pasuk says, vazav izayv lazachar v'lenekeva. And we expound, lazachar kolshu ben gadol ben katan l'nekeva kolshihi ben gedayla ben gitana. The term zachar in the cave includes someone of any age. The Mishnah continues, mitama ben egoim. And he can become tummy with taras as a mitzayir because the pasuk says, Adam kiye bar besari. The word Adam means Adam kalshu, a person of any age. At this point, Taisa explains that in all the halachas listed in the Mishnah till now, the Torah mentions the word ish a isha, a man or a woman, from which we would understand that these halachas apply only to adults but not to minors. Therefore, the Mishnah needs to teach us, based on Pesukim as explained in the Gemara, that these halachas apply to minors as well. However, in the halachas listed in the Mishnah from here on, the Torah does not mention the word ish or isha. Therefore, it is certainly understood that these halachas apply to minors. Rather, the Mishnah is teaching us, based on the psukim, that these halachas apply to the minors only after they are born, but not while still a fetus. And so the Mishnah continues, umetame b'tmei meis, and it becomes tummy by coming into contact with a corpse, as the pasuk says, v'al nefesh es asher hayisham nefesh kol dehu. At any age, person becomes tummy with tumas meis. The Mishnah continues, "Bezek liibum." If someone dies without children and is survived by a brother of even 1 day old, the infant obligates the wife to do yibum, as the pasuk says, "Ki yeshva achim yachdim." And we expound, "Achim shahayil hem yeshiva achas ba'ilam." As long as the brothers were alive together at the same time, even for one moment, she must do yibum. However, if he was born after his brother's death, he was merely an uber in the lifetime of the brother. She's not obligated in yibum. Similarly, upoitim in the yibum. If his wife gave birth to his son, the infant exempts her from yibum, even if it dies immediately afterwards, as the pasuk says, uven ein loy, and v'ho isli. This includes such a case where he left the child. And as Rashi adds, avo kol zman shemu beres ein matir l'nase. But as long as the child is an uber, she may not marry anyone. Mishnah continues, amachal b'truma. If a bas yisrael married a kohen and he dies, and she subsequently gives birth to his son, she may eat truma that same day, as the pasuk says, v'yilid beis lehem yechil b'lachmai. We expound, kari bei yechil b'lachmai. We read it as if it said, and these born in his house cause others to eat truma, namely their mother. And here too, Rashi adds, aval hanicha muberes ein echeles b'shvilat shivalet. But as long as the child is an uber, she may not eat truma. Similarly, upaisam in that truma. If a bas kohen marries a yisrael, and he then dies, and she gives birth to his son, she's forbidden to eat truma that same day he's born, as the pasuk says, v'zera ein la, and v'ha isla. Any aged child of the Yisrael forbids her to eat truma. And in this case, the Gemara points out that even an uber paislam in a truma, even an uber forbids her to eat truma, because the pasuk reads as follows, uvas koin kisi almano begrusha v'zera ein la, v'shaval v'isavi kinereo melachem aviyateichel. And we expound, kinereo pratlam uberes. For the bas koin to eat truma based on her father, she must return as before with no child at all. The Mishnah continues, "V'noichel u'manchel, a child 1 day of age inherits and bequeaths." I think Gemara elaborates. Obviously it means, "V'noichel mi'aviv u'manchel la'achiv mi'aviv." He inherits from his father and bequeaths to his paternal brothers. However, there's no point in saying that, because "Iboy mavu li'arti v'iboy minei l'arti." They would end up with the same thing if they had inherited his portion directly from their father. The Gemara offers two scenarios in which it makes a difference. "V'noichel b'nichsei ha'eim la'hanchel la'achiv mina'av." He inherits from his mother and bequeaths to his paternal brothers. Since she's not the mother of the other brothers, they only inherit through him and would not have inherited otherwise. However, uberloy, a fetus would not inherit from the mother because hu ma'is bereisha ve'ina ben yerish asimu bekeber lahanchal achav min ha'av. The fetus dies before the mother and it does not inherit after his death in order to bequeath to his paternal brothers. Leimish memait bechelik bechayra. The portion that he inherits causes the firstborn's double portion to be reduced because the father's estate is now divided into more parts and each part is therefore smaller. But if he did not inherit, the father's estate would be divided into less parts and each part would be larger. However, this would not apply to an uber because ben shenolad achamis zav einu memait b'chelik b'chayra. If a child is born after his father's death, his share of the inheritance does not lessen the portion of the firstborn because he is not counted when calculating the b'chayra's double portion. Mishnah continues, v'har goy chayef. One is liable for the murder of a 1 day old child, as the pasuk says, v'ish ki yakov kol nefesh mikol makom. Mishnah concludes by Arehu la'aviv le'imu l'chol k'rayviv k'chasin shalom. And he's considered like any adult to all his relatives, as the Gemara explains, le'in avelus, his family is obligated to mourn him as they would a chasin. The Gemara points out, the leker b'shimim gamliel, the amar kosher, shosh, shleshim yen ba'adim, ein anefil. And Mishnah does not agree with Reb Shimon Gamliel, who ruled that once a child lives 30 days, it's certainly a viable child, and we infer, however, if it died before 30 days, we're uncertain whether it was viable, and there would be no avelus. However, the Gemara answers, the kim leishakol l'chadash. Reb Shimon Gamliel would agree the child is considered certainly viable, we are certain that it was born at full term, and avelus is required. Zakt the Mishnah, b'ashol l'shon v'yem echad miskadeshes b'biyah. A girl of 3 years and 1 day old can be betrothed through cohabitation. Then bola a yavam kana, and if a yavam performs bia, he acquires her. If she's married and someone has bia with her, he's liable for his nus with a married woman. If she's a nida and one who has bia with her has the degree of tumah that whatever he sits on is a rishon l'tumah, the same severity as something carried by a zav. She married a kain, she may eat truma. She's a bas kohen and a chalal or a mamzer had bia with her, she may no longer eat truma. If one of her forbidden relatives had bia with her, he's liable for death, however she's exempt since she's a minor. Rashi summarizes the entire Mishnah. Biyasa bia l'chol davar. Bia with a girl 3 years old is considered bia regarding all halachas. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding the exact age. Baskim l'shonim miskadeshes bebiya divrei meir. She can be married with bia at age 3. V'chachamayim baskim l'shonim begim echad. She must be 3 years and 1 day, what we today call her third birthday. The Gemara offers two interpretations of this machlekes. Erev Rosh Hashanah ikeh b'nayim. They're arguing about bia on the last day of her third year. According to Rebbe Meir, it's considered bia, but according to the Chum, it's not. Lamidim b'shana chashuv b'shana ikeh b'nayim. According to Rebbe Meir, as soon as it is 30 days into the third year, it is already considered a full year, and bia would now be considered bia. However, according to the Chachamim, we need a full 3 years. The Gemara cites a brisa with a third opinion. Baskim l'shanav v'afila bashtei shanav v'yem echad. Miskadeshes b'bia. Even at 2 years and 1 day old, she can be married with bia, because yem echad b'shana chashuv shana. Even 1 day into a year is considered a full year, and so she's considered 3 years old.